Hello there, welcome to Computer Beats. I like that new intro, CPU. Is that finished then?
Yeah, that's it done now.
Well, that's good. I thought you said it was finished.
No, me saying it's finished was part of the tune.
Wait a second, was that a part of the tune as well?
Yes, but don't tell anyone.
Anyway, welcome to Computer Beats. This week on the show, we are going to have a genuinely great interview with none other than Peter Molyneux. Listen to this. I'm going to phone him right now at Lionhead Studios, so pay close attention. This is history being made, folks. If you've never phoned Lionhead Studios before, you're in for a treat. Wow, this is a long number.
Hello, Lionhead Studios.
May I speak to Peter Molyneux, please?
Speaking.
Wow, is that really you?
No, it's his secretary. Who do you think it is? Of course it's me. You think I'm some kind of fool that can't answer a phone? I don't need a secretary. How do you think I got to the head of Lionhead Studios? By having a secretary? No, of course not. Good day to you, sir.
No, wait a second, Peter! Can I call you Peter?
Knock yourself out, but the last person who called me Peter died. Horrifically.
Oh wow, fantastic. Sounds like a good time.
Yes, it was. Now, what do you want?
We were wondering if you would like to come and do an interview with us.
No, I don't think so. I don't do interviews.
But you've been interviewed many times, especially on the internet. And we are all about the internet.
Really? Which part?
All of it?
Good, so am I.
So, will you do an interview with us on our podcast called Computer Beeps?
Podcast?
I'm already there.
Wow, that was fast! How did you get here?
Never mind that, let's get on with the interview.
So, Peter Molyneux. Mr. Molyneux. Peter. Molyneux. Peter Molyneux. Mr. Black and White. Mr. Lionhead. Mr. Molyneux. Mr. Magic Carpet. What brings you here?
My Quantum Leap Accelerator, of course.
Wow, you have a Quantum Leap Accelerator? So do I! We are so kindred!
I feel the same way. Come on, let's see it then.
Oh yes, just let me just get...
Oh, I see you made yours out of cardboard as well. Snap?
Is there any other way to make a Quantum Leap Accelerator? I'd like to know.
Well, I did try to make a Quantum Leap Accelerator by building a machine that spins atoms around really fast in a giant centrifuge, allowing the radiation and static electricity to burrow a hole straight in through reality, allowing my soul or spirit to be transferred through time and space into another one's body. But it didn't work.
Ah, see? Should have used cardboard. That's the proper way of doing it.
Yes, I agree. Cardboard is the way.
I'm sorry. I'll do better next time.
Don't fret, CPU. I haven't given up on you, so don't give up on yourself.
Anyway, let's start this interview, eh?
Peter, first of all, I would like to thank you for the amazing game Magic Carpet. Before Magic Carpet, I had never experienced flight. In Magic Carpet, I was able to fly for the first time, and from then on you've been just pushing the envelope with your games, going through severe different changes in gameplay. Like the first Fable, it was a brand new way to experience an RPG. In Fable 2, you brought in companionship with the dog, gave me a whole nother reason to play the game. And in Fable 3, for the first time ever, I was able to experience love. I actually shook people's hands. I met people and interacted with them in such a deep way. How are you able to accomplish such a task? It's so insurmountable. The amount of things that you have accomplished in your games is unreal, and I would like to congratulate you on a person that has my respect and obviously the respect of CPU. I would like to just say thank you from the bottom of our hearts, because before Fable 3, I had never, ever experienced love, ever. And now I am shaking so many people's hands it is unreal. And Peter, it would be such an honour for me if you were the first person in my real life to ever shake hands with. Would you shake my hand?
You've never shaken anybody's hand before?
No.
Neither have I. Let's shake hands.
Can I shake your other hand?
Yes. Let's have a handshake triangle.
A triangle handshake?
No, a handshake triangle. Listen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, are we ready? 3, 2, 1.
Ow! It burns us!
It's nothing. Don't worry about it.
Why is it doing this?
This is due to the high salt content of my body, otherwise known as love.
I didn't know what feels this way. It's tingly.
It's a first for me, too. Now disengage the handshake. 3, 2, 1, disengage.
My hand feels like I've left it in the box from Dune.
Well, that's love for you. Hurts like a complete mofo.
Okay, we have one more question before you leave us today, Mr. Molyneux. How is the Milo and Kate game thing going?
Milo and Kate?
You know, Milo and Kate. You know, the virtual kid Milo and the Kate thing. You know, with the whole Kinect thing, you know?
That sounds like something I'd remember if I made it. Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
It used to be called the Dimitri Project.
The Dimitri Project? How do you know about that?
Why? What is the Dimitri Project?
I remember waking up in a bright white room, covered in blood. There was blood everywhere around the room as well. And people, bodies of people that looked exactly like me. I got to my feet and I walked out the room. There was another one lying against the doorway. I walked past and found myself walking amongst people who looked like they were insane. I had a tuxedo on, I don't know how I got it on, but I did. I also had some piano wire with me. I started walking down the corridors, more and more madmen walking about. I didn't harm them, I didn't see the need to, they weren't doing anything to me. But I seen the place was just strewn around with bodies of people that looked exactly like me, and I don't know where they came from. Further and further through the complex I made myself. Until the SWAT team arrived. I found 2 double bores in my coat pocket. I pulled them out and started blasting away at the SWAT teams, trying to get out of the building. I don't know what they wanted, but it was definitely because of me. And now I have to kill you as well.
But why? What have we done? I thought you loved me.
I do love you, but if I love you, I have to let you go.
Then let me go! Don't kill me! I have so much to live for!
No, you don't. Sleep.
No!
Sleep.
What are you doing? Sleep. What are you doing?
Don't move. If you do, I'll shoot you. You're next anyway.
No! No! No!
You've been listening to a Down to 4X QTE, available on VG Evil Podcast Network. Wasn't that just amazing? Well, I'm heading off for some lunch. Maybe grab a pizza and some Coke. You're welcome to join me, and I'll see you there.
Down to 4X!
See, that was finger tapping there, see?